We are talking health care. A little something that came out earlier today. A lot of it we had heard before, came out from the Ontario government. It was called Your Health, a Plan for Connected and Convenient Care. It has three pillars, and it talks about things like what pharmacists are able to do. We had heard that. It talked about mental health services for young people. Maybe we hadn't heard all of the details about that, but then it went into pillar two, which is faster access to care, again, making use of independent slash private locations in order to carry out minor surgeries. And then it looked at pillar three, which was hiring more healthcare workers. So we talked about mental health, we talked about the surgeries again, and we talked about hiring more healthcare workers. And we did that with the parliamentary assistant to the health minister, and we did it just before 4 o'clock. So we wanted to get you a little bit of information and reaction to this from another position, and that is the position of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. Even before we get into that, I want to take you to a text that we received, and that text began by saying, I wish you would ask about community staff because it's not always about nurses. We've had no pay increase in 10 years. So I asked for a little bit more information and received the following. CMHA staff, for instance, have nurses, social workers, and we're paid less than our hospital colleagues, same education. We see clients who are in the community when they are struggling with addictions and mental health. It's more common to stabilize when in hospital, but the struggles continue in the community. So that is another aspect of this, another concern that we have in moving forward. And again, yes, the government has laid out, here are some ways that we're dealing with this. And I hope it's not just, here they are, and now this is it. Because my concern in all of this is that, for instance, in bringing in healthcare workers from other provinces, that the government one day says, well, we did our part, they just didn't come. Well, what would make them want to come? We heard from the parliamentary assistant, Robin Martin, to the healthcare minister that the things that should make them want to come are that we have a good healthcare system, she said that, and that we have a lot of opportunities for new healthcare workers, a lot of programs that have been put in place. Please welcome to London Live the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario, Dr. Doris Grinspun. Dr. Grinspun, when you hear that we have a good healthcare system, is that something that you can make yourself agree with, or do you look at that and say good is the wrong word?
Well, it all depends, Mike, you know, to what we compare it, right? If we compare it to even the U.S., yes, we have an outstanding healthcare system. It has equal access for everybody. If you compare it to some countries where primary care, for example, is at the center of the equation and is a vibrant, solid primary care, then your system is much more high-performing. And as you have heard all over the news, including in yours, primary care is abysmal because we do not have enough resources. Now, what they announced today will bring us forward a bit, and probably the conversations, Mike, of next week between the federal government and the jurisdictional governments also will help in terms of transfer payments with strings attached, and hopefully some of those strings attached are for team-based care in primary care, which started with the federal government prior to Prime Minister Harper. Prime Minister Harper canceled that program, and now hopefully it can continue. That's what will bring solutions for Canadians and also for Ontarians. The reality is nurse practitioner-led clinics, 25 of them were announced in the time of Premier McGuinty in the doorsteps of RNAO. They were delivered through a few years, and they're all functioning. Now the government said that they put $30 million to expand on nurse practitioner-led clinics and other interprofessional models. The time to do so is now. We have clinics and proposals at the table of the minister, and the premier is aware, Peterborough, Orillia, ready to go, community support, NPs ready to work there, RNs ready to work there, social workers. The whole community is rallied up that they need that because they don't have access to primary care, so let's move. And like that, there are others. Second, RN prescribing. It exists already 20 years in UK. It exists in all other jurisdictions almost in Canada. We are way behind. Was announced by Kathleen Wynne, by Minister Hoskins, by then, the College of Nurses of Ontario in 2019 said ready to go. Today was music to our ears to hear ADM, Dr. Karima Beji, saying RN prescribing is moving, and that will change overnight the situation for people, whether it's in primary care, in home care, or in long-term care and other settings. Now, I need to tell you, you mentioned about someone that said community care is paid less. We are there. We know that. We know that. We know that hospital staff, nurses and otherwise, get paid more. And community care is the poor cousin. That needs to change. Needs to change because the more we move care to the community, the more we have solid primary care and home care and long-term care, the better the hospitals will be then dedicated for the heavy stuff that they need to do.
We're talking with Dr. Doris Grinspun, who is the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. Dr. Grinspun, we've got about 60 seconds, but I wanted to maybe get some clarification on this. Sue called in and said that if we were able to bring back the unvaccinated workers who were terminated, we would be great. Can you enlighten us on where that situation sits? Is that actually a factor?
No, it's a zero factor. That's not where the shortage is. The shortage is in nurses leaving because they don't have competitive compensation and they move to agencies and to other provinces. So today they announced increase on seats, 1,000 more RNs, 500 more RPNs, and 150 on top of the 200 more nurse practitioners. That's beautiful. It's fantastic. We need to retain them, and we need to retain the internationally educated nurses that are entering the workforce that live here in Ontario. We don't need to bring them from anywhere else. And no, we don't need to bring unvaccinated nurses. That's not where the shortage is.
Okay. Dr. Grinspun, thank you so much for this.
Thank you so much, Mike.
That is Dr. Doris Grinspun, CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.